Hey, how we doing?
Good, Mark. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Mark, what are your thoughts on, obviously Bill Belichick has quite the reputation as a defensive guru. What are your thoughts as a rookie quarterback on facing a Belichick defense?
Oh, well, you know, he's a renowned defensive coach, him and Coach Pease, and they are great at scheming. They know how to give quarterbacks fits and disrupt game plans, so we need to be prepared for the best. And they have the personnel to play any kind. They have a great situation going over there, and they've been tough for a long time since I've known them. So it's gonna be a fun matchup for us, an exciting matchup, a big challenge, and we're excited about it.
Mark, do you have a sense of the Jets, the intensity of the Jets Patriots rivalry? Has that hit you yet?
You know, I think it's one of those things that I'll come to know here very shortly. A big time divisional opponent. Games carry a lot of weight in this league, and it's my job to get that sense of this rivalry and understand that I need to be at my best, just like every week, you know, and we want to build this game up, but at the same time, this is...
Mark, if you can hear us, you're cutting in and out. We're having a hard time on this end.
Hear me?
Yeah, we did.
Did you lose me?
Yeah, we lost you.
Okay, so what did I get? I said they're a formidable opponent. These games carry a lot of weight because it's a divisional game. And it's up to me to just keep learning along and listen to these veterans and understand how important this matchup is to us, but at the same time not, you know, to get carried away and make it bigger than it should be. I just need to play, you know, a football game and be smart and learn from the mistakes last week, correct them, and keep improving on what I did well.
You said you don't want to get carried away and look at this game as bigger than what it is, but yet I think one of your teammates was quoted as saying you're going to treat this like a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I don't even know what, you know, that's one guy's opinion. If that gets him fired up, but, you know, for me, I don't know what the Super Bowl feels like. So the Patriots do, and they know how to play these kind of at home, I understand. So, you know, all I know is that this is a phenomenal team coming into our place, and we need to play well at home. And they know how to play on the road. They know how to play all the time. So this is a great team.
Mark, your coach said that he was not basically hired to kiss Bill Belichick's Super Bowl rings. Do you like that attitude from Rex? Do you welcome that kind of comment?
Oh, you know, that's just the way Coach Ryan is. And, you know, it's not up to me to judge anything like that. You know, that's just the mentality he wants us to have. We want to be tough and you know, we want to be as physical as possible. And you know, he didn't want us bowing down to anyone is basically how he explained it to us. And that's, you know, that's the kind of mentality that every team should have in this league. And it's obvious on Sundays because teams come after you. And that's what we want, especially in a divisional game like this. So it's neither here nor there for me to judge what Coach says. But, you know, that's the guy I'm following. You know, we need to take on his kind of attitude as well.
Mark, having watched the Patriots defense on film and now without one of its best players, Jerod Mayo, I mean, what do you see? What's the threat they pose to you?
Well, I know I've seen a lot of great athletes, guys like Will Fork in the middle. I mean, man, is he a great run stopper, and he does well in the pass rush as well. You know, Mayo was a big-time playmaker for them and seemed to be all over the field. You know, anywhere the ball was at the end of the film, he was right there, either making the tackle or assisting on a tackle, you know, tipping the ball. And, you know, people are talking about, oh, they lost all their great players and Bruschi and Vrabel and Rodney Harrison. But this kind of team and the kind of coaching staff they have, they're the kind of team that rebuilds and plugs another guy into their system and they just know how to play. And they draft the right players, the right attitude, with the right attitudes, and they know how to play in big games. And that's a tribute to their coaching staff. They're a phenomenal group and well-schooled in the secondary, especially Springs. You know, he's a tough player. He's smart. You know, he's been around a long time, and he really knows how to play. He knows how to read quarterbacks. So it's my job to play at my very best and be smart with the football. And, you know, this is a phenomenal group we're playing.
Mark, how much do you think your learning curve has been accelerated because you practice on a daily basis against such a talented defense?
I think, you know, that's really helped over the summer, and I didn't understand what, you know, how much it would help until we started playing in these regular season games and understanding how difficult our defensive scheme is to try and play against while you're trying to learn an offense. I mean, it was tough. Now, that summer practices were not fun. You know, I was having a great time being in the NFL and you know, practicing with these all pros and, you know, pro polar guys, and then I'd come out here and get picked off all summer, and it was just difficult. But now I'm starting to understand as I'm getting our offense down a little bit here and there, little by little each week, how difficult that was and what a challenge that was as a rookie. And then you go into a regular game, and when you get a vanilla defense in the preseason, you know, you feel a lot better about yourself. But at the same time, then you go to Houston, and you know, the preseason's over. So it's almost like this up and down roller coaster, and I'm trying to stay right in the middle and just be smart with the football and take things as they come. But you know, our defense is a phenomenal group as well, and it's going to be a great matchup for them. You know, they got a great offense coming into town here, and they sure know how to play. So they've been great. They've been successful against a lot of defenses. So hopefully, we can hold up.
Mark, do you guys look at this as a measuring stick game for your team?
I don't know about that. I think we want to feel like this is an internal measuring stick each week. You know, we want to look at our film and be about us. You know, we don't want to put too much emphasis on the opponent. We definitely respect every opponent we play, especially this team, but I don't feel like we have to measure up against one particular team. And you know, it's about us competing every day and making each other better, and then, you know, trying to put on a show every Sunday. So, you know, I don't know if that answers your question. I'm sorry if it doesn't.
No, it does. It does. Thank you.
Yeah.
You don't have any comparison, obviously, in terms of NFL coaches, but how would you describe Coach Ryan as a head coach?
Oh, you know, he doesn't hide anything under the rug. You know, he's direct and blunt force trauma, I guess you would call it. Because he tells you exactly how it is, and you know, he doesn't hide anything. When you throw a pick, when you make a good play, he'll let you know. And the most encouraging thing is he's got a lot of faith in our offense and our defense, our special teams, and he's conveyed that to us, and he's a great leader. And you know, he's someone you want to play for. He knows how to take care of his players, and you know, this is all coming from a rookie, so this is all I know so far. You know, but I think he's been great. And you know, I love playing for him. He's, you know, when I got picked off last week, he was the first one there to pick me up and to say, "Hey, man, we're not letting up at all. You're gonna play small with the football. It was one bad throw, and don't sweat it. You know, we're still gonna throw the football. Don't think we're just gonna clam up here and you know, run the ball the rest of the game. We're gonna be smart, but we're still gonna air it out. So don't you sweat it at all." And that was very encouraging to me. So I appreciated that.
Mark,
last one here.
Mark, what's the biggest thing that surprised you having watched the Patriots on film? Is it their coverages? A lot of players have said that they run a lot of different coverages.
This is the last answer I got for you guys, okay? But yeah, their coverages are unique. They do some things a little unorthodox that you don't see very often, and then they have the athletes to play in those schemes. So just when you think you might have a wide open route, they have somebody trapping you or running underneath it, or a safety coming down and picking off your pass. So they do a great job of giving quarterback fits, and they play well together. You know, you don't think of the Patriots as just one, you know, superstar that makes every single tackle. They're really well in their schemes, and they're a great team, not just a bunch of individuals. So it's they're a special group, and we're excited to play them.
Thank you.
Thank you.